Ephesians 5:8-9. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. I believe a large portion of the church has become so much like the world in its attitudes and behavior that there is often very little noticeable difference between themselves and those without Christ. On a couple occasions, I've been brave to ask a few why they act like that, and they always fall back to emphasizing Paul's comments about becoming all things to all men. But to me, there is a playing down of particular spiritual truths which the world may find offensive. And in playing those down, they compromise the gospel. And the farther we move away from the Lord, the farther we move away from the Lord. Presenting ourselves friendly, as opposed to compromising the principles of the gospel for the sake of appearing hospitable, are two very different things. Once we start compromising the gospel, it seems it's just a short slide to lowering righteous standards and learning to artfully dodge God's standards on ethics and morality. In verse 8, Paul didn't say we were in darkness. He says we were darkness. Then goes on to say that now we are light, and that we should conduct ourselves as the offspring, children of light. Now that is interesting, isn't it? In other words, before we met Jesus, we were in such deep darkness, a darkness as deep as the deepest cave. We couldn't even see our own hand in front of our faces. That's what is called spiritual blindness. Not only could we not see God's glory and truth, we didn't even have the ability or desire to see such things. It never even entered our mind it was a good idea. We didn't sense any particular need for Jesus or anything he stood for. We thought we were good enough to go to heaven and lived entirely for ourselves and our own pleasure, avoiding the thought of death and eternity until the two were fully upon us. But now, the Lord has called us to himself, and we are not only alive, but fully awake. He has called us in Acts 26:18 to open their eyes so that they may turn from their darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Verse 9 says, the fruit of light in all goodness. And goodness is one of God's attributes, so to be good is to be like God. Fruit takes time to develop, so we should all be increasing in goodness. If we walk as children of the light, we love the truth and are righteous because he is righteous. If we believe, and we do according to 2 Corinthians 5:21, we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Now that we are light, we conform to God's righteous values. We are upright before the Lord and are just and fair in how we treat others. As our lives go along, we learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. As I've said before, we need more trans in our formation. By the obvious difference in how we live, our lives expose the wounded conscience of those who are engaging in darkness. As Paul wrote in Ephesians 5:13-14, but when anything is exposed to the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let us walk as children of the light.